Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Loretta, could you get back, please? Get back, Loretta. Thank you. 76 degrees right now, going up to 88, 50% chance for showers today, 80% tomorrow, 35% chance on Friday. That's in advance of a little cool front that's going to lower the temperatures to the mid-80s, which is better than the 90s, and the humidity should be down. It's going to be that way all the way through next week up until next Thursday when we have another chance for showers, highs in the mid-80s. So we are getting in October, getting close to October. Thankfully, hurricane season's still quiet, so we'll take it. Justin Buechler joins us, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University, to talk about the looming government shutdown. How you doing, Professor?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. Let me read from a New York Times article here. Trump accused radical left Democrats of making unserious and ridiculous demands in return for their votes. He won't meet with them unless they get serious about the future of our nation. Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans are extremists who are prepared to shut down the government because they're unwilling to address the Republican health care crisis that is devastating America, that Trump is running away from the negotiating table before he even gets there. So apparently they're... The rhetoric is running high, as it always does. What are we talking practically here for the taxpayers of America?
So, the shutdown show has been renewed. What we're talking about practically is that fiscal year ends on September 30th. And so if we don't have spending bills by October 1st, then we get to this rolling shutdown. So what we're talking about is the same thing that we see at least every year, sometimes more than once a year, because we get the sequence of continuing resolutions. And in practical terms, what's happening is that what's different this time is that the Republicans this time are asking for a clean continuing resolution. And what that means is that they want 7 weeks of just continuing spending at the current levels with some minor adjustments. And this time it's the Democrats who have asked for something on top of the clean continuing resolution. And that's the switch. Usually it's the other way around. Usually it's the Democrats who want a clean continuing resolution and the Republicans who make some additional demands. This time it's a little flipped. So we're waiting to see who blinks, and it's the same thing that we see pretty much every time. Somebody demands a clean continuing resolution. The other party wants some sort of concession, and we see who blinks first. Usually what happens is that the party that demands the clean continuing resolution wins. The side that makes the demand has to cave.
So when it comes to... rhetoric aside, they're both playing the same game with this so-called clean continuing resolution, right? It depends on who wants what when?
Pretty much. But this, whichever party is trying to get something on top of the clean continuing resolution, they almost never get it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the party that just wants a clean continuing resolution gets it.
Because the public views it as it's working, don't change anything, just kick the can down the road?
The way that it tends to play out is that the side that's making an additional demand is seen to be the side that's pushing for a shutdown and trying to take some sort of fiscal hostage. Mm. And if the public sees you in that way, then the public is going to blame you for the shutdown. And so what we see in these scenarios is that it's a game where each party is trying to play for public opinion. And if you're seen as the party causing the shutdown, then you take the blame. So whichever party is taking the blame is the party that has to cave. So whoever is making an additional demand is the party that takes the blame and then has to cave.
So what do the Democrats want? Do we know?
Yeah, so the main thing that they want is that some of the Obamacare subsidies are going to expire if they are not extended. And so they're trying to put that in as a condition for backing a continuing resolution.
Expire when, Professor, can I ask?
Yeah, they will expire. I really should have a date.
Not at the end of the fiscal year, though, right?
I'm sorry. I actually don't remember that. I should remember that right now, and I'm sorry I don't.
But it's not at the end of the fiscal year, is it? It's not September 30th?
I'm sorry. I don't remember that.
Okay.
I should remember that.
That's all right. Keep on.
Yeah. Okay. So the Democrats are pushing for extensions of some of the Obamacare subsidies. And the Obamacare subsidies some of them will expire.
It's December 31st, Professor, just so you know. I looked it up.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's not in play here. You can kick it down, you kick the can down the road for 7 weeks on this. Democrats trying to exert some political pressure to get it done now. But again, if you got the clean continuing resolution for 7 weeks, nothing's going to change as far as that goes for now, for the 7 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's happening is that the Democrats are trying to use the threat of a shutdown to get an extension on those subsidies. But we've seen this. And in fact, if you look back at
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Senator Ted Cruz tried to do right before a bunch of Obamacare came into effect. So if you remember the way Obamacare was written, a lot of Obamacare didn't come into effect for a few years. So Obamacare passed in 2010, and then there were a few years before it came into effect. Didn't come into effect mostly until 2014. So right before that, Ted Cruz forced a government shutdown, saying that if Republicans could force a shutdown and force Democrats to repeal Obamacare, or at least a bunch of Obamacare, then it wouldn't come into effect and it would be easier to stop it. And of course, the Republicans had to cave at that time. So what's going on right now is basically the reverse of this, because some of the Obamacare subsidies are set to expire, and the Democrats are now trying to force a government shutdown in order to extend some of those subsidies. So everything is basically reversed.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I found it interesting because they're called Obamacare subsidies, and I get that. But if you were to call them health care subsidies, I wonder if the public would view it differently. We'll talk about how the public views these subsidies when we return. And ultimately, on December 31st of this year, if people are going to lose these subsidies, who is likely to be hit by this? And along those lines, who cares? I don't mean that in a pejorative way. I just mean who actually does really care about this as an issue. 621 traffic now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, same old song and dance here, talking about the threat of a government shutdown. This time, September 30th, that's when the fiscal year ends. They're looking for a continuing resolution, so-called clean continuing resolution, which Professor Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University, if I have this right, means they don't change anything. It just goes forward for 7 weeks. We extend it, right?
Basically, yeah, there can be some minor adjustments, but it's basically a continuing current spending level.
So is the big sticking point right now those Obamacare/healthcare subsidies? And if they are, I just wonder what the polling shows on this and where they got people that might be Republicans that might fall into the Venn diagram of subsidies and Republicans where they don't realize that they might be against something that's going to hurt them.
So, that is the big sticking point. The polling on Obamacare has shifted significantly since Obamacare passed in 2010. If you remember, originally the polls were consistently pretty negative, mm-hmm. but over time, once it came into effect, the polls shifted somewhat more positively. Right now, we don't have a lot of polling on Obamacare named that way. We just don't do polls as consistently, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of people who are on subsidies because there are a bunch of different parts of Obamacare. So, for example, a lot of the subsidies are done through Medicaid. Then there are the private subsidies that people get when they're not eligible for Medicaid, but they can't afford private insurance. And so that's kind of the sticking point right now. And those are relatively popular. So given that they are relatively popular, there may be a little bit of a backlash if those go out of effect. But we don't have the same kind of regular polling that we had back in the teens after Obamacare passed. But it's not the case that Obamacare is anywhere near as popular as, for example, Social Security and Medicare. However, if people lose a benefit that they used to have, they tend to get really angry.
Well, these subsidies help. It's not Medicaid, and it's not really a giveaway. It helps people that are working that don't have insurance through their company that would otherwise not be able to afford insurance, right? And as I understand it, what this has proven, correct me if I'm wrong, is that forget the mandate, that was ruled illegal, which was part of Obamacare, which was not popular, but it did prove that if insurance is affordable, people will buy it. Am I wrong in that?
Generally speaking, yes. There are some people who won't. So there is still a gap. There's some people who don't buy health insurance, mm-hmm. but there are people who did want to buy insurance but couldn't afford it. So that's basically what the subsidies cover. And the fact that the mandate was ruled, or rather was repealed, means there's still a gap, and that does cause at least some actuarial issues, but there would be people who would lose coverage.
And I just wonder how that's going to play out if the Republicans don't move on this, and then at the end of the year people lose their health care, and then we go into the midterms. I can't believe that would be something they'd want, is it?
There would be some people who would be unhappy, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. If you're on the left, you think the right is out to destroy the world. If you're on the right, you think the left is out to destroy the world. The truth is somewhere in between. We come back, we'll talk about the world being destroyed, or at least preventing it. A Middle East expert will join us about Israel's latest offensive and where the war stands. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Enos in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.